The very first album review I did for Motomoto Music was on Lioness's debut album titled Pride of Silk. Today I'm back with another album review, this time for Sophomore offering Wish You Were Here. My name is MJ Omoto and welcome to Motomoto Music. Wish You Were Here was released May 8th, 2020. It is fresh out of the oven. 12 songs, 7 features, multiple producer placements, and a 34-minute runtime. The album cover sees a supposedly distraught Lioness turning to the bottle for comfort while wishing you were here. I don't know who you is, but yeah, it seems pretty deep. Beamer opens up the Wish You Were Here account and it offers an easy to bounce to groove. It has a dancehall feel about it, with the Lioness saying he got the keys to my Beamer and she's not talking about the car. Whoever this guy is, she's not playing games with, and she'll have him enjoying the wildest ride of his life in her Beamer. Enough said. All I can say is this song is no under 18 for sure. Instantly while listening to this song, it's evident that Lioness is going for a completely different vibe here. Where her debut was a lot more hip-hop, even on the beats, Wish You Were Here seems to have unlocked a whole new side to this Namibian rap queen. Her sound has come full circle and is something I can see a wider audience uptaking. The song Lovin' takes on an Afrobeats kind of composition. Lyrically, I mean, she picks up where she left off on Beamer, with lines such as, come through and get your lovin', them girls don't do like I do. As if that wasn't enough. This song is highly catchy and it brings me to my other point of comparison. Lioness is doing a lot more singing and I guess sing rap, and we're only 2 songs in. I mean, she still raps, don't worry, but it's evident that she's expanded her armory in terms of delivery. Gimme is one of the songs I was looking forward to when I saw the playlist for Wish You Were Here. It includes fellow Empower artist Jay Darobi. This one yet again takes a dancehall makeup with a nice blend between Lioness's mellow but assertive rap and Jay Darobi's sweet chords. The balance works for what the song is. It could well be a future single with a deep bassline and pronounced snares dominating the stereo channels. By the time I got to tracks such as With You, it was obvious that this album is so different from her debut. She actually graduated to an entire new level. You even get a full-on Amapiano dance track, which has strong Kwaito influences with the help of Cool Under Pressure. The title track itself, Wish You Were Here, dropped a few days back and is accompanied by a skillfully mastered video that challenges the best of the best from Namibia and also competes continentally. This is when it hit me. Wish You Were Here is a total rebranding of Lioness as she gets the nod from Mr. Easy to tackle the African market. The types of sounds and this being the lead single all points to that being the case. Technically, I would say Lioness's style has grown as much as it has remained the same. Does she still have the powerful flow she showcased on Dreams and Source? Yes, she definitely does. Is she offering more on this album? Yes, she is. Is there something I wished I would have gotten from Wish You Were Here that I didn't get? Not necessarily. Maybe in my own selfish, personal way, I wanted the album to go in a more rap direction, just because I'm used to that from Lioness, which I guess in my own sense is a ridiculous assertion because I actually do like this new LaToya. The mixing and mastering was absolutely stellar on this album. There's no need to even go there. It's top notch. It seems to me that there was a well-formulated creative direction here, and I see the next frontier being more continental collabos coming Lioness's way. This is how her name becomes more widely recognized and secures her a seat at the same table with some of Afrobeat's top talents. Something interesting to note here, I know Lioness and KP Illust are good buddies, but it's no surprise to see both evolve their styles to become a hip-hop fusion based on their most recent albums. In some way, shape, or form, they've been working on crafting a more widely palatable sound, given that the outright hip-hop sound can be a hard sell in Africa. It also just makes good music sense to develop their delivery and that kind of music while catering to more markets. Overall, I would say listen to this album without expectations and prepare to be pleasantly surprised. Lioness has matured into a different artist altogether. She's even more comfortable behind the mic than she was on the first album. Songs I already heard before include Last Night featuring Young DLC and Dizzo, which makes my list of songs to watch. I'd also add Ohole in there, which is a dope song. More hip-hop, showcasing a phenomenal production by Synx, but top delivery by Lioness. Probably my personal favorite on this album. Should you listen to Wish You Were Here by Lioness, hell to you. It's a proper coming of age in the industry type of project and challenges all conventional knowledge of who Lioness was as an artist when she gave us her debut in comparison to who she is now. The album is available everywhere online. Stream it. Support Lioness. Wish You Were Here 2020.